Yeah, Simon Shin Chof. Before we continue further, I'd like to mention a few in Yonim. One thing we had mentioned yesterday, I found in Revida Shulchan, that he speaks about this, Meilid in Yontif. We spoke about yesterday, L'chayrim, there should be an Issa, according to the Sefer HaTrumis, to warm up in Yontif something to take out from the freezer. So I saw the Revida Shulchan brings down, let's not go into the complexities of the Tam of the Halachim, but he says as follows. He says, in Yontif, one we had had, one is not permitted to be merasig, sheleg, one is not permitted to crush snow. And there are two reasons. One reason is Als Boire, he's creating something. The second reason is Gzeire Mishum Srite, that it will be permitted to crush ice to make water, he might come to be Seichet. So he tines, according to the second reason, Srite is Osir in Yontif. So this, it should be Osir. So he says one is not permitted to crush ice in Yontif. Then he says, but we had learned another halacha, we had learned in Shabbos, there's a sheet of the Balatrumis, the Balatrumis that we had in Simen Shin Yud Ches, to take something that is frozen and put it next to a warm place. And by doing this, it will become a liquid. So the Mechaber paskins it is mutter. And the Rama says, we are noyig lesser, only letzoyrech it is mutter. So he tainis, this does not apply by Yontif. He says, so by Yontif there wouldn't be, he says, we find no one ever asked to take schmaltz, to take fats and fry something on Yontif. So it would seem, for whatever the reason might be, in Yontif this is not also. This chumrah of the balatrume, to take something that is now a solid and to heat it, to put it close to a davar shalchim, to put it in the sun, to put it neged amadura, which in Shabbos, the meaning is v'yaser, and Yontif, he says, this is mutter. He also says that ices is more chomer to make in Yontif than in Shabbos. These are the three halachas he brings down in Meilid in Yontif. We had learned that one is permitted to be doyres al sheleg. He's permitted to walk on snow, even though by doing this the snow might melt. And this is perhaps similar to roisik sheleg. It's similar to crushing snow. But we said this is permissible, and we had two reasons why this is permissible. One reason this is permissible is because it's Eini Miskaven to make a liquid. He's just walking on the snow. Another say it's not a psikreshe, who says it'll become a liquid. And another reason the Taz says, because Chazal never asked this, because it's a dover sheyev shel yisoyer bezeh, when it snows, so when a person will be in the house the whole time. So therefore, they didn't ask him. So I saw a Nishma Shabbos, he said, there'll be an afkemineh, He says, if there is a path already, then one can go out if he wants to make a new path. So it depends according to these two mahalchen. If we say the reason is that it's not miskaven to make water, it's not a psikresha, so he can make a new path also. But if we will say the reason of the kaz, that this is a dover sheyev sheli zoya bozer, that you have to walk in the snow. Look, I have a path already. There's a path. I want to make a new path. He said, could be according to the kaz, and this would be also. Two more halachas hanegeya to snow. If one, I saw the Nishma Shabbos and the Ber Moshe speak about the honus permitted to pour salt on snow. No. If one is permitted to pour salt on snow to melt it, or on ice to melt it. So I saw the Nishma Shabbos compares this halacha to, we said according, we had a machlokes, the mechaber and the remo. If one is permitted to take something that is a solid, put it bechamo or put it next to a madure, then it is going to melt. That means I'm not doing it by your dying, but I'm doing a pula that will be mekarev, that will make that from this solid will become a liquid. So he compares this to put salt on ice or on snow. It's also the same thing. Later, it works automatically. The salt takes care of it automatically. But I'm doing a pula that it should melt. So he compares this to this halacha in Siman Shin Yud Ches. But the Rama says, we are knowing that we are machma, abol tzayrech, it is muta. So he says, if there is a tzayrech, that if there is a tzayrech that people might slip, that is a choshev tzayrech, or hezek tiyochid, a hezek terabim, so then one would be permitted a fellow according to the Rama. Agavulche, either he or the Ber Moshe says, this is only permitted salt. To put salt on ice would be permitted. To put sand on ice is also als boina. This is, the sand will remain there, so it becomes bottle to the kalke. That we spoke about yesterday, there's a shaila in that. There's mashmirim. And this, that we spoke about yesterday. So now, but the Damulsina Rav is, he's highish that there might be Marisai and people are not such big lumpen. You're pouring salt and Shabbos on the ice and the snow that's outside of him. She said it would be preferable to do it when no one is around. So it shouldn't be like Azadava Mefusim, that we had such a lochus in Lassus Bifnei Amoritz, so one should be careful not to do such an hogim. He also brings down, we had a similar lochim, that the salt should be spread out with a shinui. We had in Simen Shinyud Gimel, they were speaking about to put tevin in the chotzel, that so there we said that one should not be mefazel the tevin from a kupa. He should turn the kupa upside down and put the tevin on top of it, which can hold too much tevin, and that's how we should spread out the tevin. So this lechayre would be a shini also to take a keli and put it upside down, so there's not, this would be a shinui in, perhaps, in spreading out the salt. He also speaks one more halacha, and then we'll go further.
Question: what if you just take the salt that comes in plastic bags and you just sprinkle it on?
Oh, that's so that we lost the shinoi. That's so we lost the shinoi. There's an Indian. It's an uvdid the choil. It's like a zilzul in Shabbos. We had to spread out tevin. To spread out tevin in a chotzer that's wet. So Mika, then this is permissible, but one should do it with a shinoi else of the dechel. So he says the same thing. One should take some sort of receptacle. Perhaps there's a rim on the bottom, turn it upside down, and then pour some salt there, and that would be the shinoi. He also speaks about if one is permitted to shovel in Shabbos, shovel snow. We're speaking about this in Erev. So again, we learned yesterday. We had a machlekes the Magen Avraham and other achronim. If one is permitted to break the ice on the river, on the lake, the Magen Avraham said that it's also it's brain al tzaisa, and since it's mechuba lekarke. And the Mishabura brought down the Achroinim are Choylik, and Litzayre Shabbos, one can be Mekel to break the ice on the lake. So, there means that they tabled themselves. Yeah, that was what they did. They tabled themselves Shabbos. That was Litzayre Shabbos, that was Mutam. And but the Shaila was among the Brahm Asel Dals Sirim, since it's Mahumala Kalkis. So first he wants to say that perhaps here could be that Magen Avraham would also be Moide. The Magen Avraham is speaking about a lake that froze, and it's going to remain frozen for a long period of time, so it's considered mechuba lekarke, and he holds an issur of stirim, but of opinion.
So what it needed to go there for
that? That would be the same. That would be the same heter. I wouldn't advise it because mistama alts the cold water. She there would be too many shilas in the tefila how she would make it. I don't know how if that would be advisable. That was the Tzeres Shabbos that it was mutam. Now, so he wants to say, could be snow that falls is much easier than this case of the Magen Avraham. He says, snow on a derech is not something that's going to last for a long period of time. It's going, a lake that froze, it's something that could be called a double kavua, it's bottled to the karka, but here the snow won't remain. So, but he says, so Meikaradin, he said, one is permitted to take a shovel, even though say a shovel is a cliche, at least let's say a groovy would be mutter. But again, he says, it's also a double hatamua l'rabim. That means it's perhaps a zilzul Shabbos. He says, perhaps it would be preferable that one should do this with a broom instead of a shovel. That's not such a zilzul Shabbos. And again, one should try not to do this before Hesiyah. Okay, these are the halachas we had learned yesterday. Now let us go further. Sif Yud Zayin, Sif Tez Zayin. Also, Lahadek Moichen Befipach Sheyesh Bei Mashkin Mishum Schitet. Now, we're speaking about as follows. Someone had a jug, a pitcher, and he covered the jug and the pitcher he took a shmata, and the shmata was folded to cover the opening of the pitcher. And this shmata was saturated with whatever liquid there was in the chunk and the pitcher, So we have a saturated shmata, which is used to cover this jug. Now, he wants to cover the jug in Shabbos. So by tightening the cover, what is going to occur? So the liquid in the nishmata will squeeze out into the jug. So we have here a shayla of schita. So that is what is just here. So also lahadik moichin, one is not permitted to tighten or to squeeze. He puts it in, it should cover well the jug, so he's mahadik it. So let us see Lahadik. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Umayre, we're speaking about Shahem Lachin Minamashkin. These Moichin are Shmatis, or some type of a cotton, or some sort of a material which is saturated with the liquid. Shein lachem in hamashkin shebeseich hakli. Vafilu hein asuyim lekach. That means this is the stopper he uses for this kach. Nami yoso. Mishum de behidu kamoichen. Because by squeezing out these moichen, the shmatas, cold of a rach, anything that is soft and absorbent, kigoin, samagefen, cotton, or matlis, a shmatas, yetzabem, besoich diapach, bo lidei schite, she told us libun. So now we're speaking about that the in this pach, the liquid that was in the pach was water. So by squeezing out something that is saturated with water, so that is meleches melaben. That is a process of cleaning. That when you squeeze something that's saturated with water, that cleans the beggar. And what if we are speaking about that there are other mashkin, not water, in this pach? There's other mashkin, there's wine, there's beer. Mikomo came also. Because the mashke that is saturated in this shmata, v'noifel l'soich hapach, and it will fall into the jug, v'havi b'chlal bishe k'mo y'soich egzeisim v'anovim. So this is Melech's Disha. Let's say he has wine in the jug. So by squeezing out, tightening this shmata, and by tightening, putting it into the opening of the bach, so the yayin will squeeze into the bach. So this is a Melech of Disha. It's like Seishin Seishin Banover. Really, he has no intent to squeeze out the liquid, the wine that's in the shmata, into the jug. He doesn't need it in the jug. This is a psikreishu, and therefore it is awesome. Fine. Let us go further. I just would like to mention Ha'or. I won't go into the Teretz, but the Ha'or I will mention. Here, the Rehitas Loshen of the Mishnah Berurah would seem, V'havi b'chlal disha, it is equivalent to disha, Kimo soichei zeisim va'anovim. Now, soichei zeisim va'anovim is a deraisa de kedisha. That was the first marshal of a deraisa de kedisha. Now, we had before, if a person has kvashim, he has, let's say, pickled foods or shlokes or food that was cooked, and it absorbed the liquid, and he squeezes it out for the liquid, which is also, the meimim is also, so there the Mishnah Berurah said it's also midarabonon. So we have here a difference between a machol that absorb the mashke, and I squeeze out, I feel I want the mashke, that's only also min rabbonon, and here it would seem it's also min ha-Torah. But let's just mention the horror, and let's go further. See if you're dying. Stoik, a sponge. Ein mekam chimboi. Elo im kein yesh boi beizem. Beis achizem. One is not permitted to clean up a surface with a sponge and Shabbos unless it has a handle. And Zeir Hashem or Yisro, it will say Mishnah Berurah that the Goyin makes a grace. Mishum srite. So one should not use a sponge because he is soiched. But it says, when it has a handle, it is permissible. And now we have to see in the Mishnah Berurah what the reason is. Soik, who can mean semer nasa l'choif hayom? It is a type of a sponge. Ubitivoi, and the nature of a sponge is sheshoyev amayim b'mashkin l'soichay. It absorbs the water or other mashkin, it absorbs it. Ein mekan chimboi, so one is not permitted to clean up with a sponge. As a tavlo, as a koro, he has a board that got wet or a plate, and he wants to clean it up with the sponge. It's the same. No. Elohim came. So Rashi Barambam Pirshu. So, but it says if there is a handle to the sponge, then he holds on to the handle, then it is permissible. So what is the mila of a handle to a sponge? Rashi v'Rambam Pirshu, the Shiyesh Loi Oir Beis Achizim, if he has a leather handle, Shiyechazenu boy, Efshel Kaneach Belis Chite. So then he could clean without schita, without squeezing out. So the pashtus of Rashi Shita is as follows. The pashtus is if I have a wet sponge and I want to clean out something, so there are two shailas of schita. There's one shaila of schita, in order for me to grab the sponge, I have to squeeze the sponge. That's how I hold the sponge. And the grabbing of the sponge, automatically, I'm squeezing out the liquid from the sponge. That's one problem. There's a second problem in the process of cleaning up the tavlo with the sponge. I also could be soiched. If it can squeeze out the liquid that got absorbed, it will come out again. So the shita of Rashi and the Rambam is as follows. It is possible, they held, it is possible I can take a sponge and I could wipe up something And I could be careful that what was wiped up, I won't squeeze it out. I'll be careful when I wipe it up with the sponge. So I can be careful that it won't squeeze it out. But it is impossible to hold the sponge while I'm wiping it up, because the holding of the sponge automatically I'm going to squeeze out this wet sponge. So therefore, they said, so that is the answer. But if the sponge has a handle, so that means I am not holding the sponge through the heat of the sponge. I'm holding the sponge with the handle. So my melas to grab the sponge, I don't have to squeeze on the sponge. I don't have to squeeze the sponge. I can hold on to the sponge by holding on the handle. Now, in the process of wiping up the liquid that's spilled out, I can be careful and I'll wipe it up without squeezing out from the sponge that will it absorb. So, Mamela, that is the shita of Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi and Rambam, Shiyesh loy oir beis achize shechizeno boy, efshir lekaneach b'li shita. So this whole procedure of wiping up with the sponge can be done without any shita. And I have to be careful, Taka, not to be sensitive, but it is possible since I can hold on to the sponge with the handle. Right. No, so then it's no good. The whole heter is only if I can. I have to hold the handle and not hold the sponge. I have to hold the sponge. That is Shitas Rashi, the Rambam. Avol Raivit Rosa, now there's a Murdike Raivit. The Raivit says, the Av Al Bi. He is chaylik on this whole concept. He says, although you're holding the handle, then you're wiping it up. It's impossible that some of the liquid that you absorbed, well, you won't be seichetet. Yeah, so what's the heter? Ella the mikoma came shari. But it is still permissible. Bekivin sheyesh loy beis achize, avalei kitzloiches maleya mayim, shemerik mimena mayim. It's like a pitcher of water that you empty out of the water. Now we have to understand exactly the svarim of the Raivit. So the Chazon Ish says, and we had mentioned similar svaris by other things. Well, let's just mention one svarim. We had mentioned a shayla, if one is permitted, one has a thermometer to take his temperature. So he took the temperature, he had 104, Rahman and Islam. So now he wants to take his temperature in another hour, but it's the only way he can take his temperature is to shake down the thermometer. So all this time, shaking down the thermometer is a tikkun mone. That means two cold man, you don't shake down the thermometer is useless. You shake it down. Now it can, so I'm making it a kli medida. That means the temperature measures the chaim, the heat, the body temperature. And by shaking it down, I'm making it capable of measuring. So others say there's a shayla of tikkun mone. And others say this is not called tikkun mone. It is not. Tikkun mone means that you had a keli, and the keli broke, something broke in the keli, so you have to fix the keli. This is derech shimush of the keli. This is how you use this keli. It's not that it got broke and you're fixing it. That's how the keli is used. The keli is used. You take the temperature, then you shake it down, then you take it again, you shake it down. So that is not called a melacha. That's called derech shimusha. Or the same thing, let's say you have a door that's attached to a house. So it's on hinges. So I close the door, I should be called boine. I open the door, I should be called soise. It's not called boine, it's not called soise. That means this is the shimush, this is how I use the door. I'm not building anything. This is the house comes with a door, and opening and shutting the door is the derech shimush of the door. So the Chazon Ish said this was the chiddush of the Raivit. The Raivit held, if you have, let's say you have something that has in it a mashke, and you squeeze out the mashke, that's tosh. That's a bezesim, banovim. You have, that is the melos of dosh. But a sponge is an entity that the whole use of this entity, it absorbs, you squeeze it out, it absorbs and you squeeze it out. That means the whole use, it's not like the normal dosh. The normal dosh, something in a mashkin, and you squeeze it out and finish. You squeeze it out and finish. That was the malach of mefarik. It was a one-time affair. So to separate the mashkin from doichel, that's malachas dosh. But something that the constant shimush of this is to absorb and squeeze out, absorb and squeeze out. So this is not similar to dosh. This is similar to, that was his marshal of shleichus. That means, but he says, in order to be miyached, this sponge, that I'm going to use it for this purpose, you need a handle. But after the handle, that is miyachid, that this sponge is aimed to absorb and to squeeze out and absorb and squeeze out. Al kaponim, this is the svore of the Nisar the Chazon Ish explains the svore of the Raibit, and that's why there's muta. No, the handle is miyachid for this purpose. That's what he said. The handle is a yichud, and not all sponges are oimed for this purpose. But if I put a handle, that's a yichud, that it's oimed to absorb and to squeeze out. That's how the Chazon Ish says pshat. That's the purpose of the handle. Now, let us see. The next, the Mishnah Berurah, Ella Shema Yisroit, Kosov Bebir Hagrom, Shetor Seiferu. The Issa to use a sponge is not Shema Yisroit, Sochleima Mishum Srite, Tamrinen Bigmorem, Tamrinen Bigmore, that, the psikreishu, it's a psikreishu, so it's not shema, it's zichem will be seichem. Shem diyev shishla yishchay, shayich zay be'etzboi, b'li yoyer be'esachi, ze v'chen kosab amogen avrom. Now, agavucha, we have a modern shayla bizmaneinu, the wipes, to use the wipes, and in this show he brings down that the whole purpose of the wipes is that it is saturated with a liquid, and you use the wipe to that the liquid should go out, and then that's used to clean the child. So they all answer it. They all answer to use the wipes. Rabbi Shmuel Bozna, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, and the Minchas Yitzhak. The Rav Shlomo Zalman says one thing, another halacha, which is similar to this. He says, if one has a wound, and one wants to put alcohol on the wound to clean the wound or to put another antiseptic on it. So he says one is not allowed to dip cotton into this antiseptic and put it on the wound, because that again is chita, that is this thing, but you're seichet, you zicha be seichet. He says the only way you can do it, you can pour on the wound the liquid, you can wipe it up with cotton, then you could do, that's not called derech chita, that's called derech nigul. See, there you're drying up, that you can do with cotton. This halacha. Now let's go further. Agav Uche, the Bir Halacha brings down a shayla and he blives by a tzorech iyun. We have here a din that one is not allowed to use a sponge. Well, that's what's a handle. We have here the two mahalchim and rishayim, if the handle is matter, to hold it, but I have to be careful nothing should squeeze out, or the handle is a matter of everything. Al kaponim, what if a sponge alone is isha also? That's also the svoig ain't the kansim boy. That is the mechaba. So the mishabur blives by it, so the biralos blives by sochin if he has a dry sponge. If that would be mutter, theoretically it should be mutter. It could be there were guys, a dry sponge or to a wet sponge, some melee blinds wet sauce in the dinner. Fine. Let us go further. Chovis shapokakoi bitkak shel pishton listoim nekev shabidafno shemitzian boy hayayim. Now, let us explain a little bit what we are speaking about. We're speaking about a barrel, and the barrel was here we're speaking about, the Mechaber is speaking about wine. He's speaking about a barrel of wine, and they had a stopper that used to go and bake in and out, and to close the hole, to open the hole. But the stopper alone, they could not make the stopper that it should completely seal the hole. They made a hole in the barrel, and the stopper fit into the hole, but it did not completely stuff up the hole. So what did they do? So they took a shmaten. They took a shmata and they wrapped it around the stopper. So mamela, when you put this stopper now in the hole is completely sealed because the chelik of the hole that the stopper could not completely seal. Now the shmata around it will take care of that. But Lemaise, by doing this, it was very wet. This shmata that was wrapped around the stopper of the chovis got saturated. So the shaila is, are you allowed to use this in Shabbos? That is what the next sif will speak about. You have a stopper that fit into a hole, but the stopper did not completely seal the hole, so they used to have a shmata wrapped around the stopper, and that's how they used to seal the hole. But the shmata got very wet. So when you put it in, when you take it out, you are goyim schita. That's right, the liquid that is in the shmata, which is on the stopper. Chovish, now let us see the lotion of the Mechaber. Chovish shepokekoi, with kak, they stuffed it, Mimkag shall be stung with a begging of pishtung. Least time nekev shall be dafna to seal off completely the hole that is in the wall of the chavis. Shemitziim boy hayayim. So we'll just see the Be'er HaGoylem. The Be'er HaGoylem says, Perish HaNekev Shes Soviv HaBarzov. The Barzov is the stopper, but there's still, that means the stopper does not completely seal the hole. So in order to make sure that the hole will be completely sealed, they took a baggage of Pishton and they wrapped it around the Barzov. And that is when they shut it or opened it, so they made sure that the Nekev was completely sealed through this Shmatem. So there's a problem. Let us just see. Let's just see the first Mishnah Berurim. Listoim nekev shebidafna, hainu, shekirchin svibois habarza, they wrapped around the stopper, chatichas beged, a piece of beged, and with this, they stuff up the hole, which is in the wall of the barrel. Now, yesh mi shematel. So now let's go back to the machaber. There is someone that is matel. Now, let us look at what the shayla is. The shayla is that he will zicha be soichet. Ve'hu shaloi yehei tachtov kliv. But they were mata under one condition, that next to the barrel, there is no receptacle to receive the drops of wine which come out of the shmata when you put it in and out. So that means as follows. I'm putting in the stopper with a saturated shmata. And when I put it in, so the pressure, since it's very tight now, the pressure of the wall surrounding the hole will squeeze out the shmata. Now, the wine is going to drip down. It's going to drip down outside of this barrel. It's going to drip down. So if I have here a receptacle and I say this wine is like Maxwell House coffee, good to the last drop, so I want to make sure that that I shouldn't lose any. It's a very good wine and it's a shot that it should go even. So if I put a keli there, so then it's bitter. So then it's mamish, a disha. It's mafarik. I'm squeezing out mishmate for, and I want the wine that comes out. I want to use the wine. Then that will be also. But if I don't have a keli, so then it is permissible. Now we have to understand what the shail is. So the Bir Halacha brings down a machlokes arishonim, if the iser is alf mefarek, the iser is I'm squeezing out a liquid from this beged. So other rishonim hold if it's hoylech liibud, so there's no iser. Period. There's no iser. It's not dumyid the meleches mefarek. Meleches mefarek was that they, or that something they squeezed out, L'tzoyrech the mashke habaluah boy. But here they have it's hoylech limud. So others hold it is mutter legamri. No, according to these rishonim, they have no problem whatsoever. But others hold it's also midarabonam. So we do have a problem. It's also midarabonam. So afal pikein. Now we are addressing this problem. According to the Rishonim that hold, even though it's oilech li'ibud, it's also midarabonam. So let us see. So let us see. Yesh mishamata, af al pi shiyem shishla yisroit. Who shalayitachtav keli? If it's underneath it is a keli, is mitzvah. Then we can have a schita de'araisa. But there's no keli, so it's oilech libud. Bikivon she'ene nene b'schita zu. Since he's not deriving benefit from this schita, have a sikreisha. Let's just skip over there a moment. The Lainichalei Umuta. This is the Shitas Ha'oruch. The Shitas Ha'oruch says that we have here a klal that we have here a klal as follows. We have a klal that a dovo she'enei miskaven is mutter. That means let's go badroger. I'm pulling on the ground, on the earth a chair. Now, will the chair make an indentation in the ground? Will it make a chazitz? So if the case is, sometimes it will, sometimes it won't. It's not. It's unpredictable. So then, this is mutter. So I'm not mechaven to make a charitz. I have no intent to make a charitz. And it's not muchach that a charitz will come about. So it's called adam sheini miskaven, which is mutter. What is, if it is a heavy chair, don't fool yourself. You're going to pull the chair, you're going to make a nice charitz in the carpet. So that's called apsikreisha. Apsikreisha, that means that you can't say, I'm not mechaven, because since this zikr will happen, so that's, so it is a din of mechaven. So the Oruch said, there's a shittas ha'oruch. The Oruch said, this halacha, that apsikreisha has the halacha, it's equivalent to mechaven, that stops if I'm happy with it. I'm happy with what it, I wasn't mechaven to make it, but I am a charitz. Very nice. Baruch Hashem. So memele, so apsikreisha, the nichle is also. But apsikreisha, the loy nichle, which means, I don't want it, or even I don't want it, I don't care, I have nothing from it. I don't derive any benefit from it. So there's a shikas ha'oruch that holds, but the rishonim, that tzikreish is l'nichalei is mutter. It's mutter. So now, let us see what the Machaber said. So the Machaber said, now we are speaking about, we have here this stopper that is surrounded with a shmata, that is saturated. I put it in, I take it out. You have to know that some wine is going to drip out. But I have nothing from this. I didn't put a keli underneath it. So some circulation. Now I'm not mechaven that it should squeeze out, but it will squeeze out. So yesh mi shemata, once again the lashon mechab, avo bi shiyem shishla yisroit, vuhu shla yeitachtav keli, the kivin shein inen the beschit ezo, since he doesn't derive any benefit, have a psik reisha. Now psik reisha really means you cut off the head. The reisha will ayomus, that means you cut off an animal's head and it won't die. I mean, that's, so this is here to happen. Perish. Iser nimshach behechech midover mar, k'may amoves ha nimshach behechech me'etos esarish. That means, it's this will happen. So other the kivin she'enoi nena b'shitas l'amsekreisha d'loy nichalei umuto. The Allah held its motto. V'cholku alof, but l'maise the poiskim the rishonim achelik andoches the shitas orach. But the rishonim achelik andoches v'omru, and they said the aval gav d'loy nichalei. Given the psikresha who also, since it's a psikresha, it's also. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. Yesh misha mata. Lahosir oiso b'shabes oilachsir. So others were mata to put in the stopper to take it out. V'av al-prisha yidei stimus ha-balza b'anekim by putting it into the hole. Oyasarosoi nischat mashke ha-balua b'anoiris. So the liquid which is saturated in the shmata will squeeze out. Kli, and if there's no keli there, the memela yaina nishat oilich leibud. Then it will go, it will not, by taking it out, it's going to drip down on the ground. Kivin shenekev b'doysen hachovis b'tzido. That means the hole is on the side, so taking it in and out, so it will drip on the side of the barrel and fall to the ground. Avlim hoyo tachtov kli shenoitev b'tipa sanitis. But if you had a receptacle underneath this, V'chein im hoya p'kike b'stimas ha-nekev shalamayla, he had a hole on the cover of the chovis, and you were opening and shutting it, and there if you it's gonna the wine is gonna fall into the chovis. It's not eilas libud. Shayayin ha-nishchad yoyzel l'soich ha-chovis b'chol zau yisrael b'raisel hodikul hosab kika gam l'shita zu, because it's a secretion in Yisrael. But anyway, but even in this case chol kolor kivis t'kreishu also midrabonon, it's also midrabonon avol chiyuv aleke b'psinkreishin v'nichle l'kulaume. There's no chiyuv because it's not called meleches machshevus, because I don't want that this should happen. I don't try b'chol ze l'inyin Shabbos b'nishe meleches machshevus avol l'inyin Shari Yisurei Toire Das Rosh Psikreishin Vainichle Kulam Ma'osar Yisurei Humina Toire.
I will move to the